This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Most of us are happy when we get a tax refund from the IRS. But did you know that getting a tax refund might be a signal of your failure in financial planning? Certified financial planner Byron Moore talks about the problems associated with tax refunds on this week's Wisdom on Wealth.
Did you get a tax refund this year? Well, maybe you look forward to getting a tax refund every year. Maybe you pay off some credit cards with it, or other times you might take a little vacation or do a small home renovation project or make another large purchase. It's almost like a savings account, right? Or better yet, an annual bonus payment. But then you've got this know-it-all friend at work that says that you're giving the government a free loan. Are they right? Well, back when savings accounts were paying 5% every year, your friend may have had a point. But at today's rates, the interest rate is pretty minimal. What bothers me about tax refunds is not that people get the tax refund, but why they do. Most of the time, a tax refund is symptomatic of a person who doesn't have a financial plan, but who has a financial reaction. And the only way reacting beats planning is if you're lucky. People like tax refunds for the same reason they like Christmas and birthdays. They know there's a gift of some sort coming, but they still like to kind of act like it's a big surprise. Usually people enjoy tax returns because they have devised no other method of saving money during the year. And while it's true that it certainly is one way that you can save money, it isn't that far removed from authorizing a thief to steal from you every paycheck and give it back to you a year later. There's got to be a better way. If you earn a predictable salary or an hourly wage, work with a CPA or other tax professional to calculate your income tax liability for the year, both at the federal and the state income tax level. Then divide that federal and state income tax liability by the number of times that you get paid every year. Then next, go to your employer and with that per pay period tax liability number that your CPA is going to give you, tell them what you want withheld from your paycheck and no more. If you're a business owner or sales professional and your income is variable from month to month or year to year, you've probably got to pay your income taxes on a quarterly basis rather than so much coming out of your paycheck each month. Either way, you can work with your CPA or other tax professional to calculate the minimum amount that you have to send the IRS each quarter or each month. But while you're minimizing the actual quarterly payment to the IRS, you want to ask your CPA's advice on how much additional to set aside into a special tax account so that when the time comes to settle up with the IRS every April the 15th, you'll have the money to do so. The big red flag for me with large tax refunds every year is they just indicate a failure to plan. Retailers know that income tax refunds are the primary method that many people use to save money. That's why they run ads every spring offering to sell you cars and furniture and other big ticket items based on your tax refund. They figure if you haven't made a plan for what to do with your money, they stand a pretty good chance of taking it out of your pocket. Did you get a tax refund this year? That's great. Buy an hour of your CPA's time and make sure it doesn't happen again next year. Offering you Wisdom on Wealth, I'm Byron Moore.